was outstanding tonight, Brian. He was, he was a live wire. You know, he's got his hands on a lot of balls. He deflects balls. He kept the rebounds alive and tipping it. He took a charge, big charge. And obviously he had the big play, which is an energy play. You know, coming down late. But what's lost is the play he had before that. He had a rebound where he and I think it was Miller in a tussle, and he kind of rips the ball away. That was the possession before that. So he's an energy guy, and Steve is a valuable, valuable player on this basketball team.
Frank, in the first half, I think it was 21-5, I think, on rebounds, at least at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys, in the moment, are you consciously aware of what's happening?
We're focusing on rebounding, but we didn't, as a coaching staff, we were telling our guys what the numbers were, and they knew, and, Baylor came with an intent to rebound the ball against us, which most teams will, but we weren't blocking out. When we were, they were coming over us, and we need to have physical blockouts, move those guys back a little bit, and I thought we rebounded the ball a lot better in the second half. It's just a rebound is all about passion. It's all about desire. It's all about, you know, so much is made of it as length. And they were length, and they were playing above us. But if we do a good job of pushing those guys back and keeping balls alive, then our little guys can come scoop them up. And that's – our effort wasn't where it needed to be in rebounding.
Even if you want to get out-rebounded like that, what, is there something to be taken from getting out-rebounded and beating a team by, you know, the way that you did?
Well, I think we got to find ways to win games. I mean, that's the ultimate is winning. And, for us, rebounding is a spot that we stress and we're trying to get better at, but we have strength in some other areas, and we got to take advantage of those areas we're strong at. I think, they were aggressive. They were very athletic and being physical. And, he had a tough time in there. But, that's the great thing about this team. You know, I think we got a lot of different ways we can affect the game. And with our guards, that there are nights when they're not making plays and we need Ricardo's game. So that's the neat thing about this ball club. You can feel the momentum, and the couple times I'm saying let it rip, on the sideline. I mean, obviously when guys are open, Marcus fails it, and he's got his feet underneath him. There's no doubt, that's a good shot for us. Marcus and Kim and Mike, and then Flip, the way he was playing today. Obviously, those guys know that when they're open, we're comfortable with them guys shooting the ball. I think we have really good guards. I think we're a really good team offensively. I want to be a really good team defensively, and then you can be a complete ball club. The thing with offense, I don't want us – obviously we made threes tonight, but I think this team is good offensively. I think we can do a lot of different things. I think we can drive the ball. You look at our free throw numbers, we get to the line a lot more than our opponent, and I think that's an area that we stress with this team. And then we can play inside out. So, I think we're pretty good.
So how close to you are you being a really good team defensively, and have you seen that certain nights in the last few
years? Well, I thought we were good tonight. Other than rebounding the ball, we were really good, and we stressed – with our guards, keeping those guys out of the paint and doing a better job of guarding the ball, getting back to the good pressure we had early in the year, and then, not letting people have easy entry passes. And we really, I thought we pushed Baylor out, running our offense out further away from the basket. If the game is played away from the basket, that's to our advantage. If it's played closer to the basket, that's to our opponent's advantage.
Frank, how tough is it to keep Pierre Jackson out of the lane the way you guys did?
He's a very good player. It's a chore, but you got a Phil and Mike did a great job of it tonight.
Frank, you got 19 out of Phil, but also 24 baskets and 18 assists. How much has Phil just improved over the course of this season?
Well, he's playing very well right now. I think he played well early, but Phil's been he's been a guy that, from an offensive standpoint, has been outstanding all year, and he's just getting better and better. I love the fact he didn't have no tough plays where he was, the no-look passes and, when we got the lead. That was great to see. So he was close on one. He was close on one, but he didn't.
Frank, the job that he did defensively, is that something that's probably going to get lost in the shuffle the fact that the way he shut down Jackson?
Could be, but I'm not beyond the coaching staff. We know what Phil did tonight defensively, because Pierre Jackson is a load. He's an outstanding player.
Okay.